You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Welcome to Metal Shop Backstage Pass. Ian is not here this week. He is out crashing a wedding in Ellensburg.
He is drunk hitting on bridesmaids as we speak.
Do you think he's going to get some action tonight?
I don't know. Seeing as it's a family event, I'm sure he will.
I hope he doesn't. Maybe loosely affiliated with the family, but not actually part of the family. Let's hope, Ian, because we keep it in the family here on Metal Shop, but not like that. Welcome back to Backstage Pass. It's been a few weeks. We had a bit of a vacation, a summer vacation. We went out and we parted our faces off. To be honest, we really didn't do that much, but we did enjoy some concerts. Ryan, you've been going to a few shows. Actually, that's a complete lie. You told me today you have not gone to any concerts lately because you've been a busy motherfucker.
I have. I've been I recently got a message from my buddy Wade, and he was like, "Hey man, what have you been up to lately? You been outside enjoying the nice weather?" It's like, no. Like, why not? I got a new guitar.
Oh, so tell it's us, like, let's give us a review of this guitar and tell us exactly the specs of what you got and how nerdy it really is.
I got a guitar by a company called SIC. They're out of Italy. Really rad company, classically trained instrument makers, so they really, really know what they're doing, really professional luthiers.
Sure.
It's another 9-string, since that's the direction that I've been going in.
Yeah.
Fan frets, no headstock.
No headstock. That's kind of a trip for someone. I'm not a guitarist personally. I have a guitar. I could play a tiny bit, but when I just see that guitar, since I'm so trained to see, you know, just a classic-looking guitar, it's kind of a trip to see. But is it comfortable for you to play?
Well, with the shape,
I remember the Parker guitars didn't have headstocks, kind
of
like that.
Yeah, the design of the guitar hasn't changed for a very, very long time.
Sure.
The overall design of fretted instruments really hasn't evolved all that much. And you know, if you actually look at the science of how guitars and other fretted instruments work, I mean, do you really think all the notes would line up perfectly in a straight line like that? The idea that frets are accurate is wrong. Guitars are inherently out of tune.
You're fucking wrong.
They are never perfectly in tune, and
sure,
the frets kind of help get the notes a little bit more in tune. And that's why the sound of a guitar always sounds a little bit harsh against other instruments.
Okay.
And that's why it always kind of stands out and sounds a little bit awkward, because they're less in tune. And so the fan frets kind of help with that a little bit, and then having no headstock helps with the overall balance of the instrument, because as you add more strings, you add more weight to the headstock because of all the extra hardware, which makes the headstock heavier, which adds more weight to your hand.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to play with more weight in the body, because the guitar naturally sits at a better angle.
So you don't have to like hold it up as awkwardly.
Right. So there's no weight in your hand.
Cool.
So yep.
That's really, awesome.
Really cool instrument.
Are we going to be able to see that live anytime soon?
Hopefully.
When you're playing with Pound?
Now, I'm still kind of, I'm still getting used to it a little bit. The fan frets are kind of, it's a little bit different. All the muscle memory gets thrown through a bit of a loop, so I'm still kind of figuring it out, but hopefully soon.
Sure. Is it, would you say, on a grade of like a softcore to hardcore guitar porn, how much guitar pornage do you think you could rip on that one?
It's pretty guitar porny.
Yeah?
Some
Gonzo POV style?
Some next level nerd stuff.
Cool. Like Peter North style. big status. So for me personally, I've been going to a few shows. Last night I went and saw Alice in Chains, mm-hmm. and it was incredible. It was at the Paramount. It was sold out, and they released a few more extra tickets, probably about 100 extra tickets the day of, and so it was like beyond sold out. And they played for about 2 hours. It was incredible. It sounded amazing. A lot of people, you know, they might not be that interested in Alice in Chains post Layne Staley's passing, but I will tell you, their vocalist William is awesome, and with their current lineup, you can truly tell how much of an impact Jerry Cantrell really had in their songwriting, in their music, and their melodies. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it was every song I wanted to hear. They played about 4 newer songs off the last 2 records, which are surprisingly good. Black Leads to Blue, and actually the newest one is slipping my brain, but the classics, they played all the jams I wanted to hear. They busted out some acoustic tunes, and it was just incredible. Yeah, it was an awesome performance. I'm looking forward to a lot of good shows this summer. Summer Slaughter is definitely mm-hmm. one I'm looking forward to, but one that really sticks out to me that I'm looking forward to the most this summer is Boris doing the Pink record in its entirety.
You know, I'm really excited about that show, partially for Boris, but more so because I get to see Storm on a large stage.
I don't know Storm.
So Storm is,
I've had a few storms.
They're Storm is a really, really awesome abrasive grind band, and it's the rhythm.
They did a split with Magruder Grind a while back.
It's the rhythm section of Torch. It's the drummer and the bass player from Torch.
Cool.
And it's awesome. If you're really into grind, you got to check out Storm's split with Conga Fury, because it's one of the best grind records you're ever going to hear.
Absolutely.
Storm side is, I think it's like 1 minute 15 seconds. It's like 7 songs, tears your face off, really, really awesome, and one of the hardest album covers I've ever seen.
Absolutely. Wow, that's going to be f***ing sweet to see. So Storm and Boris. You know, I'm not going to comment too much on the actions of this past week and all of the news. I'm just going to say it's been an incredibly sad and sobering time in the United States. There's a lot of crazy going down. I am very thankful for heavy music. I'm thankful for Metal Shop. I'm thankful for concerts like last night for allowing me to have a release, for allowing me to have something positive to look forward to, for having unity with people of black, white, Asian, Mexican, all races, ethnicities, males, females, transgenders, all in one room to just enjoy an awesome concert. And it's just all about unity. And I just wanted to say, read the news, read and watch and be informed. Don't let media tell you exactly what to believe. But mm-hmm. more importantly, allow yourself some time to breathe and go out and enjoy the world a little bit, because this world is extremely ugly and negative at times. And if you watch too much and you just get sucked into that, you'll believe that there's no beauty in this earth and in humankind. But if you just go out there and experience it firsthand, you will see that there is still some beauty left. So not to go on too much of a tangent, but I needed to get that off my chest. So just try to be thankful for every day.
I like that. Get outside a little bit.
We're going to do things a little bit different this week. So right now I'm going to play you a band from New Jersey. They just got signed to Self-Made God Records. I first met Pete Lloyd when he played in a band called Suburban Scum, kind of a hardcore band from the New Jersey area. But he's a huge metalhead, a big fan of Gore Guts, and you can really tell some of that influence on this new Dystrophy record. It's his death metal band, and they released this record last year. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play you one Dystrophy song here. It's off their record Wretched Host. Again, it's on Self-Made God Records. Definitely support this band. Within the Mind is the name of the song. When we come back, we'll have some metal news for you on the Metal Shop Backstage Pass podcast. Bitch! track. That was a jamming song by Dystrophy. But now we got some inner workings of the metal world to discuss. Ryan, why don't you start us out, man?
God, we're just keeping the bummer train rolling.
Yeah, well, you know.
So, South Wales police officers have recently commented about the Ian Watkins case.
South Wales.
You know what, dude? Why don't you take this? I don't remember what was going on with this case.
Okay, it's okay. So, basically, dude from the band Lost Prophets was sentenced to 35 years in prison back in 2013 for unspeakable child sex crimes. Everyone was shocked and horrified, except there were three South Wales police officers who had intelligence and reports against Watkins as far back as 2008, and they didn't do anything about him. So they had all these reports, they had all of this information, and they did nothing. So it's pretty disgusting, and these people are going to get disciplinary action taken against them, and it will be an unpaid suspension because they are now, this information is coming out that, dude, they didn't do anything for 5 years. So children could have been raped, children could have been abused for these 5 years while they had all this information, and they didn't do shit. So, I mean, this guy's a fucking monster, but those guys, you know, they just weren't doing their jobs correctly, and you know, they're gonna have to pay. So unfortunately, that's a bit of a bummer. On a more positive
well, switching over to guys who are doing their jobs correctly, Iron Maiden just put out a video game, and it's free. You can download it on
have you
iPhone
gotten it yet?
Or Android. I just downloaded it a minute or two ago because I gotta check it out. And I'm sure I'm going to be even less productive now that I have the Iron Maiden game to play.
Personally, I'm not a huge gamer. You know, I'm more of a retro gaming guy. I have a Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, PS2. I didn't progress as fast as video games came out, my skill level. But this game is super fun. Basically, you get to be Eddie, and you get to go through all of their, like, each level is one of their record themes. So, like, you can go to through the Power Slave level, and you could go through the Fear of the Dark level, things like that. So it's pretty cool. They have so many levels based on their albums. It's free. You can download it on the Apple Store or Android. And you know, I know the big right now is Pokemon Go, but give it a shot and just download Iron Maiden. I know Pokemon Go servers have been crashing. So when your server crashes on Pokemon Go, give it a shot. Click on the Iron Maiden and support an awesome band.
I really hope all their music's in 8-bit as you go through the game.
It is not.
That would be awesome.
It is not. But it is cool that you essentially get an Iron Maiden soundtrack. So you get these free music alongside your free video game. So even if you just like the music of Iron Maiden, you can just turn it on and enjoy some of that.
Awesome. So back to dudes who are not doing their jobs right. Metallica is rumored.
That's debatable. That's debatable, Ryan. I know that you like all over Metallica, but
Let me get to the article. Metallica is rumored to be releasing a new album pretty soon here. Supposedly it's going to be coming out on October 14th. So we're going to find out if Metallica can step it up a notch and bring it back. You know, I keep hoping that Robert Trujillo is going to kind of kick the guys back into gear and kind of get things up and moving again, and we'll find out if it finally happens.
We'll see. Were there some things that we do know about it, though? That it's done being recorded. It's being mixed by Greg Feidelman. He did the Death Magnetic record, which is actually pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And also Lars Ulrich has compared it to Master of Puppets.
Huh.
We'll see. Speaking of Metallica, here's some Megadeth news.
So, the Lamb of God drummer Chris Adler has publicly stated that he has nothing to do with Megadeth anymore, which is not shocking and not a surprise because he's in Lamb of God. So, just to put the final nail in the coffin, Megadave recently released a statement on the matter saying Chris Adler is not with Megadeth. He's in Lamb of God. He was a session guy. It was what you would call work for hire. He has nothing to do with us anymore, and he is with his band, which I'm very grateful for his contributions. And I feel like the way this reads is as he just got tired of everybody harassing him about it.
Yeah.
And just not letting the issue go. And I could see this coming across as Dave being a dick, but I don't think that's the case. I think it's more of a case of it was obviously a session kind of situation.
Sure.
It was obviously a temporary thing.
Yeah.
There's no reason everybody should be haranguing the dude about it.
Yeah. He's just like, dude, I just wanted to play on this Megadeth record to say I played on a fucking Megadeth record, play some shows. I'm not in Megadeth. Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
So another dude who likes to just, you know, call it like it is and really speak the truth is Rob Flynn from Machine Head, formerly from Violence, really bringing it back. This dude has been vocal in the past few years, really just like telling the fucking truth. You know, he called out Phil Anselmo for being a racist dickhead. And recently he's been a loud proponent of streaming. A lot of people in the metal industry are saying that downloading and streaming, most importantly, with Spotify and YouTube, they're killing the music industry. Well, Rob Flynn actually says, let's not demonize streaming, let's use it. He admits that he has Spotify, he loves it, he doesn't even really buy music anymore. You know, whether you agree with that or you disagree, you think it's a good thing or a bad thing, he's telling the fucking truth, and he's not being a hypocrite. He's telling the truth. He's like, yo, this is what I do. And I bet a lot of other musicians do as well. They just won't admit it. But he congratulated Drake on his chart success this week. He mentioned that he wasn't a huge fan of the new Drake record, but he said, congratulations, and mostly because it's mostly based on streaming, and that's how a lot of hip-hop records and pop records are getting to be number one, is because a lot of those fans of that music just stream it. And so, you know, now with Billboard... with the Billboard charts being influenced by streaming, you can get up there just by each little play via Spotify or Apple Music or things like that. So, dude from Machine Head, and Machine Head, you know, they're really supporting streaming. They think it's the... Personally, I have Spotify. I like Spotify. I also download music. I also buy music. And I am just a music-obsessed person, so I try and get it as much as possible. I try and support the bands. I buy T-shirts. I buy CDs. I buy vinyl. I buy cassette tapes. But I still think streaming is an important thing. So check it out. You know, obviously, you don't need me to tell you to stream it. You were probably on YouTube before you hit play on this podcast, so... I don't know. It's just cool to hear a metalhead actually tell it like it is and not be afraid to be, like, ostracized for actually, you know, saying what he believes and what he does.
Speaking of dudes that get ostracized for saying and leaving
speaking
and things,
of Phil Anselmo,
Down is returning to the stage for Psycho Las Vegas after canceling a bunch of shows after the whole white
thing that
wine
Rob Flynn
incident.
Called him out for.
God, good back-to-back articles. Phil's statement is, I think between myself, Patrick Bruders, and one James Bauer from I Hate God, we haven't seen much of Pepper because he's obviously been busy with COC. That's the freedom that rock and roll brings. So yeah, we're all kind of doing our own things, but we always come back together because Black Sabbath, Trouble, and St. Vitus bring us together. And that's where we started from. You know what I'm saying? Brother.
Brother.
I don't know how to feel about Phil. Anymore. How to feel about Phil. I don't know how to feel about Phil anymore. I'm still on the fence with it.
Yeah. You know, he's just in timeout. But, you know, at the same time, I'm going to say I don't think he's literally a piece of racist. I think he kind of just says some stupid when he gets drunk. I think he just kind of has a gutter metalhead sense of humor. And I think he said some really ignorant things. Definitely he deserves to be ostracized for it and to be called out for it. But he should realize that, you know, it's good for him to be called out, and he shouldn't be taking offense to people taking offense. He should learn and he should grow and he should become a better person because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, it's easy for me to point the finger and say that's problematic and that's problematic and that's problematic. But at the same time, I realize that sometimes I say some stupid and I say some fucking ignorant or borderline racist, sexist, homophobic things that I just kind of brush off as, you know, oh, it's just funny, it's just humorous. But then I appreciate when my friends call me out for offending them or being a dickhead, and I learn and I grow and I become a better person from it. So let's all learn and grow and realize it's 2016, so let's not fucking be idiots left stuck in the 80s when Sebastian Bach was wearing a t-shirt that said AIDS kills dead. I mean, there's a lot of fucking ignorant things we look back on and we say, wow, I really wouldn't say that now, or I really wouldn't do that. So let's just try and progress with the times, Phil. And, you know, maybe we can fucking forget that you ever said that. We won't forget, but we'll forgive. Okay?
Moving on to a band that continues to progress in the best of ways. Testament has just announced a new album called The Brotherhood of the Snake. Looks like it's going to be coming out October 8th via Nuclear Blast. I'm pretty excited about it. Testament has yet to disappoint.
Yeah, that band rules.
That's going to be awesome. Looks like they're going to be doing some touring too, so hopefully they'll be coming back through sometime soon.
Another band that does not disappoint, Gojira from France. They just released a record called Magma out on Roadrunner Records, and it's actually hit number one on Billboard's Hard Rock Albums charts.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. And this band is going to be coming through in the early fall. Yeah, it's going to be early fall. It's going to be at Showbox alongside Tesseract. So Gojira, definitely support them. Pick up that record because it is a banger. Mm-hmm. I got too much f***ing coffee, man. I'm lit, fam.
So keeping the ball rolling with awesome bands, Warbringer just signed a deal with Napalm Records. Napalm released a statement saying, Napalm Records is proud and honored to announce the signing of U.S. thrash band Warbringer. Started in 2004 by high school metalheads, the members of Los Angeles' own Warbringer have made their way up through the metal scene in their intervening years. After four releases and an endless succession of tours with the likes of Archenemy, Exodus, Suicide Silence, Megadeth, Napalm Death, and Iced Earth, and Creator, to name just a few, this hardworking five-piece is ready to take the next step together with Napalm Records.
Speaking of Phil Anselmo, I know we got off topic there for a second, but Phil Anselmo's new band, Scour, is actually releasing an EP, is a self-titled EP coming out on my birthday, which is actually July 15th. So next Friday, I will be turning 31, and Scour will be releasing their record, and it also features members of Cattle Decapitation, Animosity, and Pig Destroyer, and Phil on vocals. It's pretty extreme. It's kind of grind-sounding, and it's coming out on Phil's label, Housecore Records. Another band that's on Phil's label is I Hate God, and they're going to come back to town with Discharge and Toxic Holocaust. Now, this tour had to be rescheduled because Discharge, well, they didn't get their visas in time, so it was going to be back in May, and unfortunately, it had to be canceled and rescheduled, and they did reschedule it. So October 6th, which is a Thursday, at Studio 7 will be Discharge, I Hate God, and Toxic Holocaust, and that's going to be a hell of a show. I've never seen Discharge. I love I Hate God, and Toxic Holocaust is really killing it in the thrash genre. So it's going to be awesome again October 6th.
So Bad Religion guitarist recently called out Bring Me the Horizon in a pretty hard fashion. Dude. Brian Baker, who is a founding member of Minor Threat and has been playing
he's punk and hardcore royalty, man,
for a long time in Bad Religion, just called out Bring Me the Horizon for a poster that they put up around, let's see, it was a 20 to 30 band festival. This poster just reads, "Bring me the horizon. These people are not to be stopped ever. They may not have a pass. They can escort who they want, where they want, with or without a pass."
Like the most pompous. How hard is it to take out your f***ing pass and just show the person who's making $16 an hour to work for your f***ing stupid, arrogant, just take out a pass and show it to them? You can't f***ing do that because you can't be troubled to show your pass.
Bring Me the Horizon, being trolls, commented saying, "Ha ha ha, I can't imagine being as old as you are and still acting like a 14-year-old girl. Saw you at least 10 times, you didn't bat an eyelid. You got better things to worry about nowadays anyway."
And this is all over Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
"Like your pension or cold weather, dickhead." Returning fire, he said, "It seems you've missed the point entirely."
Yep.
"The issue here is entitlement. My post was a comment on your collective delusion that a working local crew at a 30-band festival should be required to memorize your faces to spare you the indignity of breaking stride on the way to your backstage oasis. Or even worse, the humiliation of carrying credentials. Your literal display of arrogance and the hilariously unrecognized irony within it was what I was sharing with my followers. I honestly don't know if your music is bad or good. It's not for old people. I meant that you suck as humans. Sorry for the confusion."
You suck as humans. You suck at living. You suck as people. So that's the news for the week here on Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. We're going to do things a little bit different this week. We typically do Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio, but we acknowledge that some extremely negative and very, very depressing and sad news going on in the world. And a lot of it is violent, and a lot of it is sexual crimes, and a lot of it is just very sad. And it's definitely a different vibe going on in the world right now. Now, Ryan brought up a good point. Ryan, you don't feel comfortable too much doing Brutal Poetry right now.
Well, a lot of the lyrics in metal deal with some really messed up stuff, and Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio usually goes into exploring that, and instead of doing something like that and adding to it, even though it is for entertainment value, Let's just listen to some jams, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're going to do is we're going to throw in another song by the band that we played in the beginning of the podcast. This band is called Dystrophy. Very awesome, technical, just really cool stuff. So we're just going to play you some music. We'll be back with Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio eventually, probably next week. But let's just take a week off and think about some stuff and just try to have some positive vibes. I don't really want to put too much in more negativity out there, even though Ryan, you know, he did mention it is for entertainment. Entertainment purposes only. Let's just let's take a little break from it. So here it is, more Dystrophy. Thanks for listening to Metal Shop Too Hot for Radio. Ian, we'll see you next week. Everyone else, listen up. We got some Dystrophy. It's Metal Shop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.